Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
It's clinic season, and we have something that's a great opportunity for you February 22nd through the 24th in Orlando, Florida. I would say this is something much more than a clinic. We're going to get you all those things like the X's and O's, like the chalk talks, but it's so much more. We have some great keynotes from PJ Fleck and Jeremy Pruitt. We have some great breakout sessions. We have sessions at our booth and just an incredible opportunity to network. That's in Orlando, our national conference, February 22nd through the 24th. Register at usafootball.com/NC19podcast and enter the code podcast99 to save. Today's topic is from my notebook. It is tradition. Embrace the past and build the future. And for me, this was something we began planning for. It became part of our system. It became something we were going to do within the program to create community with our players, with our alumni, with our future alumni. And so what we did first, and I would suggest that these are things you can do right now. It's work you have to do right now, I believe, before the season comes. But this is the opportunity to do some things that are really going to make that connection to your alumni. And that's a great resource for you. I mean, you can go on and sell cookie dough and gold cards and all those different things, but eventually there's going to be some things that you need money for, maybe things that were planned for, maybe something that wasn't planned for, that you have to be able to go to a group and say, hey guys, could you help us out? And your alumni, just like at the college level, your alumni is a great source for that. So think of the opportunities you have to be able to do something more with those people who are part of your program. And so that was what we wanted to do. We wanted to bring our alumni back into the program at this particular place I was at. We kind of had lost that connection with them. And in my second year as the head coach, that was one of our objectives in the offseason to connect them. So there's a lot of different things you can do, and I'm going to share those with you today. I would suggest that if you are going into your first season, this is your first offseason with the team, maybe you're not going to do all of them, but I would look at doing some of these things and progressing as you move through your years there in the program. Tradition is a funny thing, and as coaches, we wish we had all those championship trophies and plaques that we could point to, those banners on the ceiling in the gym that commemorate our state championships. But in most programs, you don't have that kind of success maybe to build upon, and you think that there's not much tradition here. Well, there is a lot of tradition in every single program. You just have to find that and make those connections, because really tradition is about the people. Yes, you're going to do some things that are more the ritual and ceremony type things that you're going to include in your program. That's certainly going to be a part of it, but the tradition, I feel, is really bringing in and connecting with those from your past. And we wanted our players to understand that our program was more than just this year, more than just this team, that it was a chance to form some connection, community with the guys who have been there before us and the guys who would be there after us. So for us, the process started with a conversation, and it involved some of our alumni who were coaches, some guys who were close to the program, and I sat down with those guys and said, well, what's really our tradition? And the first thing they said is, well, we really haven't had a lot of winning around here. And I think that's where we set that aside real quick. We wanted to focus not on what we didn't have, but what we did have, and really make it about the guys who had been through the program. And so this was part of our strategic planning process. This was one of our goals, to connect with our alumni. And a guy who really did a lot of the work in putting all the resources together to start connecting with our alumni was a coach I had named Mark Kelly. And Mark's job was to go back through and check out all the yearbooks. We had a great resource in our school library that they had every single yearbook back to the beginning of the school. And it went back to 1914 when we first started playing football. And so what Coach Kelly did was he would just go through and take some time every lunch period throughout the school year. I think he got this done sometime in the spring, but he'd take some time. He would go through, photocopy those sections that had the football team in it. We'd get some pictures that were in there as well, and we'd start to list out those players the best we could. And, you know, as the years went on and the pictures got a little bit clearer, we could get some jersey numbers and things like that. We found old programs and rosters. And so we really wanted to know what was the history of the program, who are the guys who had been through, and especially paying attention to the guys who earned some awards postseason, our all-state players, our all-district players. From a time we could start getting all-conference players, we started putting those lists together as well. We also enlisted some of the help of our alumni. So as I mentioned, we sat down with some of those guys who were close to the program, and we had a relationship, and we asked them, can you go out and get some of these programs or information, or have guys who really know the history of the program to give us a call and sit down with us and talk that through? And then their next task was also to start collecting any kind of memorabilia that they could get from the program, and we were going to use that later. So it was a pretty tedious process. It wasn't easy. It did require pulling all of that information together. And like I said, that was a few months in the process. But as we started to get that, then we started to put together lists. And initially the thought was we were going to put this on our webpage. And I think that's a good place really for everybody to see it. But we also wanted a place in our field house. So we started with things like all-time records. And we had those pretty much in place in our program. We wanted to make sure those were up to date or we didn't miss anything. We had our all-time captains list and then all-time honors. And then we included a section as we started to talk to those coaches and learn some interesting things, just facts about our program. So it gave us a short glimpse of our history. We put it on our football team's webpage and started to send that out, the links out to alumni, you know, we knew about, and you know, they appreciated that being there. So beyond the website, we wanted to start to make the walls of our locker room, our field house, come alive with some of that history and tradition. We had three blank walls there. We had one that had a bulletin board, one on that same one we had our logo painted, but everything else was blank, and we felt that we could fill those up with some history and tradition, much like you would see in a lot of the college facilities. You know, ours was on a small scale. It was the team room that we could do that with. We wanted to, again, bring the tradition together. We wanted that field house, too, to be more than just that team's home. We wanted it to be a home for everybody who had played in our program before. From there, some of the things that we had already put on our website, like the all-time honors, had walls within there that were really turned into a big plaque, and we spent some money and had nameplates made that had the players who earned certain honors. So we divided that up. It was all-state, it was all-district, it was our current conference because the school had played in several conferences, so that went back, I think, about 15 years. But anybody who had made all-conference, first-team all-conference, and it was a Southwest Conference at that time, still is, they would have their name listed there by position. So underneath each position, we had all those set across, would be the different guys who earned those honors and their graduation year. We also had one that we created and would move forward from that time. It was our all-academic team. So anybody who would graduate from the program, I believe we set that up pretty high with a 3.5 or higher, I think was the goal. Those guys would get their name on that board as well and be able to come back and see that later when they would visit as alumni. In addition, we wanted to create more of that feel of the history and tradition of the program, so we did a couple more things in that space. The first was we created what we called the alumni locker, and it was just one locker similar to the ones we had there. We had some nice hardwood stalls. We created one in the same dimensions, and we put it on the one wall there, and we had some shelves there as well we created, and I'll talk about what we put on the shelf in a minute, but we created that, and that was a place where we would put some of that memorabilia in. And again, we had reached out to our alumni both early on and then again throughout some newsletters to get some of those things, and we got so much stuff that we had one of the boosters who would be responsible for changing that out every few weeks to keep that fresh looking in there. The other neat thing we would do, and we did light the inside of that so it did look something that would be like in a Hall of Fame or in a museum or something like that, where it was a display for all that memorabilia. We had an old helmet, we had some old jerseys, but what we did when it hit the first days of camp, and again, kind of embracing that idea of respecting the past and building the future, was we put a sign up right on the front of it that said, "How will you be remembered?" And each day, I believe we had two of the players' jerseys, the seniors' jerseys that were in there. And, you know, it was really a reminder of what's going to be your contribution to this program. How will you be remembered? What's going to be up on these walls that you contributed to this program? So that was really neat as we did that throughout the camp. It had a big impact on those seniors. And again, we had that buy-in to this is more than this year's team. We owe it to the guys of the past. We owe it to guys of the future to leave our mark and to make the program better. I mentioned that we had a big shelf then that was above the alumni locker. And the other neat part of this research we did that Coach Kelly did with all the yearbooks is he was going through and also pulling out all the pictures. And we recreated every single helmet from the time that they changed basically from leather and they put some face masks on. So sometime probably, I don't know, that was probably early 60s, late 50s. We went back through then and we found there had been, I believe it was 11 different helmets through that time period. We went to our equipment reconditioner and said, give us any rejected helmets. And we actually got all of those for free. We requested that they were painted with a certain color to match those years. And then we went out and we got all the decals recreated from those years as well. Looking again at what was on the helmets. And at that time, it was pretty simple. There were a lot of block letters or very simple logos. There were a few a little bit more detailed as the seasons went on, but it was really cool that we had all those helmets. Underneath the helmets, we put the year that those were worn, and it was something, again, our players could see, that our alumni, when they would come back and visit us in that locker room, they would see. And then because there were certain minimums on getting those decals, what we did was get more of those rejected helmets and created some replicas that were available as part of a sponsorship and part of our alumni club. To reach certain levels, you could get the helmet, either the current helmet or one from the past that was from your year. So we reached out to our alumni. We created a newsletter that would go out really to everybody, but we paid special attention to that to make sure we were connecting with our alumni. I'm going to read one part of this and I'll get a copy of this into our show notes as well. So this was at a place, it was Amherst Steel High School. They were the Comets. So the headline was Comet Tradition, the Alumni Locker. In 1994, the current Comet Pride Fieldhouse replaced the Tough Shack. While members of the past teams never had the opportunity to use the fieldhouse, we want to maintain a connection to our past. Truthfully, this is more than maintaining it. We want to connect to our past and are going to do our best to pull together our history of nearly a century together. Recently, the fieldhouse underwent improvements that will keep our current Comets connected to our past and future Comets. We want our players to know that they are part of something bigger. They are part of a fraternity of brothers who made Comet Pride football what it is today. In addition, we want the current field house to be highly functional in teaching our players the game. We have a plan in place to make our facility a state-of-the-art high school football facility that rivals or surpasses college facilities and allows our coaches and players to use technology to improve their performance. A side note there, we did some things that were really neat at that time, added a bunch of flat screens, and certainly outperformed some of the small colleges that were in that area. Back to the newsletter. The walls of the facility are now rich with history and tradition. The alumni locker in the team room gives our alumni a prominent place in the facility. The number one is not given out as a jersey number in our program because of the strong belief that the team is number one. However, the alumni locker has been designated with the plaque, number one, alumni, indicating the importance of alumni to the Comet Pride football family. The locker displays memorabilia donated or loaned to the program. The Alumni Locker sponsorship program has been initiated to offset the cost of this project, as well as to help perpetuate the tradition and history of 93 years of Comet Pride football. All Comet football alumni are encouraged to take a place of honor in the upgraded locker room by sponsoring the Alumni Locker through a gift or a pledge. Sponsorship will include a plaque displayed with the alum's name, number, and year of graduation on the outside of the Alumni Locker. And then we included some information in there on how they could do it. The next part of the program really focused on connection and allowed our players to connect with past alumni. So we did have a small database of guys who had been through the program. We were able to get some things from our school's alumni association as well. And what we did here was went through and to the best of our ability using those yearbooks, using previous rosters, we started to buy jersey number from seniors, list who wore those numbers as seniors. So we went through, listed those things, and then what we did with those is when it game time just before the season, we had each of our players write a letter to one of those past alumni. And we provided basically a structure, kind of an outline of what should they touch on, even some starter sentences for them. But we wanted them to write it. We wanted it to come from the heart. And really the whole thing was to connect with that alum from the past and for that current player, talk about how the program was important for him and some of his plans and goals for the future. And I'll include an outline of that. You can see that in our show notes. This is a great opportunity, again, to connect with them. We didn't ask our players to do anything but to ask them to come to a game, and after the game to be able to come over and introduce themselves so that our player can meet that person. As a coach then, we had some guys assigned to this, but we would make sure that we sent out a letter to all of those alums as well, explaining some of the things that I mentioned in the newsletter, inviting them to come back into the program, inviting them to reach out to us if they would like to speak at a team dinner. We wanted them involved. I would encourage you not to use a form letter. Again, give them maybe some outline topics, maybe a starter sentence or two that they can write, especially as you're doing this for the first time. But let it come from the heart, because these guys are going to write these letters every year, and it's going to become a little bit different as they grow into seniors and reach back out to that alumni and start to develop that connection to them. Maybe after, you know, the first year you do this, you're going to have some kids who actually start to know who those guys are or know who they are in the community or hear back from them in an email or whatever it might be. That, again, these are going to be sent out not electronically. We had all the information from those alums. We had their mailing address, so our player was going to write these. We encouraged them to handwrite them if we could. If they weren't comfortable handwriting, we said they could type them, but to make sure that they had a signature on it. But we wanted this to be something that came from the heart. We didn't want it to be a form letter. And again, we weren't doing anything but inviting them back, inviting them to be a part of our home games, inviting them to come over and say hello after those and be a part of our team dinners. Like I mentioned in the introduction, there was a lot to it. There are a lot of aspects of this. I think there are things you can start to implement incrementally. And I also believe that some of these were maybe a little specific to our needs in that program to reconnect with our alumni, because maybe you do have a good connection with them. But again, I like the idea of our guys personally connecting, the jersey being part of that, that they wore the same jersey. So there's some good opportunities here. I'd love to hear what ideas you have and get you on the podcast and talk about some of those to add to this. So reach out to me. You can do that at Twitter, at Coach K Grabowski. Follow our new Twitter, at FBDEV Coach. We're going to have some great articles on there every single day. We're going to have some play of the day diagrams and video. We'll have some other short coaching content that you're really going to enjoy. Again, follow us on Twitter, at FBDEV Coach, and check out our new football website for coaches, footballdevelopment.com, in which we have systems for teaching technique, including our newest advanced tackling system.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.